Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Good day, everyone. I am so glad you're here. Hopefully today we will grow in our ability to become emotionally stable and not be tossed about to and fro as the waves come in, that our foundations will be made on the solid rock, on that granite that will help us not to be moved by the outside waves that are going on. Many of us too often have who we are, what we are about, what we think, our opinions, what we say, or anything about us. It is entirely too much on the seesaw scales of what other people say or what other people would say about us or think about us. Too many of us have those little parts of ourselves out there just waiting for someone to just step on. And emotional stability is able to bring you in to that place of boundaries so that you can stand up and be really, truly the person who Christ has made you to be. But sometimes it's hard to find those places where we're stuck out there just on the whims of some other person. Maybe it's something that our parents would have said to us. Maybe it's something that a good friend did or said, or something that you heard about what somebody else did or said about you. So many times, those things can knock us right off of our feet. All of us have experienced that. No one has not experienced that. And I've dealt with many people, seen many people who have been hurt. Some, you know, through the church have been hurt through what church people said or what the pastor has done or said. And that's even more hurtful because we have this idea that church is not supposed to be hurtful, but the church is filled with people and we're part of those people. But I want to be able to look at and to ponder today on, you know, Proverbs. I know I love Proverbs. I'm going to start in chapter 16, and this is verse 21. The wise in heart will be called discerning, and sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and add persuasiveness to his lips. Verse 24, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Isn't that interesting? Pleasant words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to our bones. Maybe if we could really embrace this and understanding what that really means, maybe we could have some healing going on. I mean, that sounds to me exciting. And a wise heart can bring about persuasiveness. And what do we want persuasiveness to be? Isn't it about who Christ has made the other person? You know, love covers. It's one little sentence. Sometimes it says love does not boast. Love does not brag about its own self. And when you think about that, many of us can get to talking about ourselves. Many of us can talk about, oh, what we experience, some stories, whatever it is about us that we think the other person's willing to listen to. And we are, most people are very easily able to talk about themselves. Not that that's not always a good thing. I mean, you need to kind of talk about yourself some to experience relationship with each other. But there's a difference when it's a boastfulness, when it's a bragging. And so you think about that, and then you think about sweet words or a honeycomb. You think, those are two totally different aspects of talking and speaking. And giving that sweet word to someone else, helping them see who Christ has made them to be, is healing to them down to their bones. That means that can change our very DNA. So wouldn't it seem logical that if those sweet words are honeycomb and a wise heart can speak these sweet things, doesn't it seem plausible that maybe demons would work really hard at speaking things that are not true, that are not healing to us, that are so damaging to us all the way down to our very bones, to our very DNA? And does that really change then generations? Maybe we've had someone in the past generations to have that spoken so deep down to our very bones, and that it changes maybe forever that DNA that of the next generation and the next generation and the next, more and more to each other, to ourselves, for healing's sake. You know, our atmosphere and just the evilness that is growing presses so hard against us, against our soul, our body, our spirit, that we really need to lift each other up with praise and psalms and thanksgiving. Being able to speak into someone the destiny. And when you have someone that is rubbing you and really, you know, kind of getting to your flesh, getting under your flesh there, and is poking at that, to realize you do not war with that person, right? There is a spiritual entity thing behind this. Now, you have to take, is that really the person? Or maybe there's something in me that Christ is trying to get at. What is it in me? Why do I get irritated with this person? What is it that's going on in me that is making me not be able to fully love and give the way Christ would have me to be able to be attentive, to stand here and participate in this relationship, whether it's a casual one or a non-casual one? Have you ever been at a restaurant where you knew the waiter or waitress coming up to you was just like, wow, 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 you know, I hate life, I hate this job, I hate sitting here waiting on you, and you can be as nice as you can be and still, you know, it has nothing to do with you. But immediately we want to take it personal. We want to take, oh, they're mad because they don't want to wait on me, like, you know, you personally. But really, maybe they're overwhelmed. Maybe they've had all their tables filled all day long. Maybe their baby woke up sick and they had to find a sitter and money is tight and they're stressed and worried about their child. My guess, it has absolutely nothing to do with you. And what would happen if we took the sweetness of the honeycomb of our words and ministered to that person? But more often than not, we kind of crawl into that little cave within ourselves and we have a difficult time of actually speaking life to that person, speaking something that would be encouraging. You don't have to have a word from the Lord to know that you got to be encouraging to them. Being kind to someone doesn't mean always having a word of the Lord. It means speaking kindness. You know, love is kind. kindness means being kind. That's pretty much, it's not real deep. And as Christians, we should all know what is kind. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself, why do I not do those things? Why do I not say, it seems like you're struggling today, I would like to pray for you. Is there something I can pray about for you? Or just giving them an encouraging word. It doesn't have to be this magical thing from the Lord. I mean, it'd be great if it was, but maybe it's just with, thank you for taking our table. Thank you for waiting on us. Whatever the kindness is, know that it can be healing all the way down to their bones. And that kindness in that word and a wise heart brings about persuasiveness. Maybe you might be the only Christian she's seen in a long time. Who knows? But the question is, what is it inside of you that makes you not speak out? What is it inside of you that says, I want to say something to this cashier? I want to say something, but you don't. Wouldn't that be interesting to take a minute and be able to have some wisdom and some understanding so that you can choose to be different? You can choose to find out, this is what's blocking me, my own insecurity. So that you can work on that, so that you can have greater emotional stability. Take a little bit today, ponder on those things, and see what kind of persuasiveness you can actually bring up within yourself. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.